Boxing with the Sky. Instructive stories from the teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Once there was a very proud person who thought that he was the strongest. I think the sky itself is very proud and behaving as if it's the strongest of all. Natural calamities like storm, shower, thunderbolts, etc. come directly from the sky. The clouds roar from the sky, and this reflects that the sky is very much boastful of its own position, and as such, the sky must be given a good lesson. So I think I should tear the sky apart by my own fists. With his determination in mind, one day he started vainly punching towards the sky. I will somehow or other control the sky. You will definitely hit by this blow. Hey, take this punch. What about this one? Did you feel this? The sky remained as unperturbed and as graceful as before. Trying very hard, he became so exhausted that he fell to the ground and hurt himself. Purport: the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas remain undisturbed and graceful while they are engrossed in devotional service to the Supreme Lord Sri Hari, while the mundane fools consider such real devotees responsible for all sorts of calamities and derangements in the world for the boastful attitude. Because of this false apprehension about the Vaishnavas, many such people exhibit their unfounded misdemeanors towards honest devotees most unreasonable. But their false attempt of punching goes all in vain. The Vaishnavas, as the ever benevolent great sky, remain calm and quiet, while the atheists themselves undergo continued material agonies.